folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to another Bobby Bones Show. Thursday morning. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I always feel like we need a better opening than the same opening we have all the time. Because it's the same opening for every hour. But, like, we're just not getting in starting the show. It should be like... Then we let it build for a little bit, and then we come on and we're like, morning studio!
Morning!
Don't we need like an intro?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
We've done that before,
cool.
Like back in the day.
We had 10 years ago.
Yeah, and it felt good.
Well, no, we just played a whole song.
But it got people ready. It means the early morning listeners knew the show was starting.
Well, I need to consider changing it a little bit, but that's what I was thinking about this morning. Hey, Billy in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, how are y'all? Good morning, studio.
Good morning. Hey, morning, studio.
Morning.
There you go, Billy. I like that.
Hey, I was just wanting an update on Amy's dad and baby box.
All right, update from Amy about her dad. Amy, how's your dad?
He is now, he's back in a rehab hospital. So
he's
he was
at
home. Yes. We took him to Colorado for Christmas and it sort of set him back. He caught pneumonia while we were there and was in the hospital for 6 days. And when you do that, you really set someone back that's in recovery. So my sister and I feel bad about that because we kind of were the ones that made him go to Colorado because we thought he was doing good. And so now he's back in Austin at a rehab hospital. Hopefully he'll be... get out of there mid-January, maybe.
So you knew he would get worse.
I didn't know he would get worse.
Oh, you didn't know?
No, we didn't know. We
then
were like,
it's not a, that,
he just, he wasn't feeling, he's like, are y'all sure I should do it? I don't really know that I should travel and go to that altitude. And we're like, Dad, your entire family's here, all your grandkids. We got so much fun stuff planned. You can't miss out on this. You got this, Dad. You can do it. And the first 3 days, we're like, okay. And then Christmas Eve, went into the hospital and was there for the rest of the trip for 6 more days.
Billy, would you blame Amy for that or no?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, my dad, I mean, and then he felt bad like Christmas Day in the hospital and he was like looking at us because we're there in the hospital with him on Christmas Day and he's just like crying because he feels like he ruined our Christmas. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Dad, no, it's our fault. But I really feel like he's going to get stronger in rehab and we'll be back doing good again.
Yeah, Amy's dad was in the hospital. He had cancer in his throat.
Throat and tongue, yes. Mm-hmm.
Is he still talking with the throat thing?
No, the trach is out. Trach is out, doing good. He had a swallow test. Like he really wants to eat real food because he has a feeding tube. He wants to eat, but he hasn't passed his swallow test, and you can't eat until you can swallow.
Well, Billy, and we'll get an update from Lunchbox about his baby coming up in a little bit. Billy, you good, buddy?
Yes, sir. I'll be praying for your dad, okay?
Thank you so much.
Billy, where are you at in Oklahoma?
Edmond.
Oh, love it.
Good place.
Yeah, you should summer there. Did you guys know that?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in Health News. 19 states and New York City now have high levels of the flu. Hospitals are starting to turn down visitors to prevent the spread of it. In other news and TV news, sharing your Netflix password could soon be much harder to get away with. Expect an advanced software that's going to flag shared accounts sometime this year. And finally, 40s and 50s in most places, weather-wise, colder in the north. Coming tomorrow and into the weekend, snow and rain in the middle of the country.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Amy, these four teenagers broke into a car dealership, and this is at a CarMax in Houston. And they took the cars and they drove them around and played bumper cars with them.
Oh my gosh.
They crashed a Porsche, a Mustang, a Dodge Challenger. They caused $800,000 in damages.
What? Teenagers? I mean, I guess it should be teenagers, not adults. But how? Why are they thinking this is okay?
I don't think they thought it was okay. The cops say four minors broke into a dealership and used 20 high-end cars in an expensive game of bumper cars. Does this sound fun to you, Lunchbox, or no?
Sounds absolutely like a dream come true. That would be so fun to just drive and just ram into each other. Have you never wanted to do like the demolition derby with nice cars?
I guess, but it's you know you're in trouble. Like, I would just be so stressed out the whole time. That's why I'd be a bad criminal. The whole time I'd be committing the crime, I'd be like, I'm for sure going to jail. I'm for sure going to be holding somebody's pocket in the big house. Like, that's what I'd be thinking the
whole
time.
No, when you're crashing that Porsche into the Dodge Challenger, you're thinking, man, I'm not getting caught.
Yeah, is that what they thought? They're just not going to get caught?
The minors who only were identified as males. Of course, only males. Only idiot dudes would do something dumb like this. Broke into the CarMax in Houston. They were able to access the dealership keys and just start ramming the cars into each other.
Oh,
They went into the various cars and crashed them.
Wow.
The foursome ran from the scene after police were called there. They were able to escape on foot. Police set up a perimeter. Did they catch them, you think?
No.
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
Oh,
they caught
man.
Them. And the suspects were caught on the dealership's surveillance. All four juveniles were arrested and booked into the Harris County Detention Center, charged with first-degree felony criminal mischief. But does that sound fun to you, Amy?
No.
But it does sound fun to you.
Sounds like a blast. Those four dudes have a story of a lifetime.
Yeah, in jail.
Yeah.
And they're going to owe a bunch of money. Is it worth $200,000 to go do that?
Yes.
What?
For you to pay back.
Because
then you could go buy a couple cars and crash them at each other.
Or a record.
Oh, it'd be so... But to have you and three of your boys have the story and to be able to experience that?
Go do it. Go do it.
If it's worth it, go do it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time now for easy trivia. So... These are all just super easy trivia questions, right? And write your answer down.
I mean, sometimes they're easy.
Like, never.
We only pick them because they're in general easy trivia. Like, that's the category they're in. So, let's play easy trivia. Question number one. The Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Ooh. I've seen a picture of it.
Is in what country? Write your answer down. Often referred to as the Leaning Tower of Pizza. Yeah, Eddie's in, Lunchbox is in, Amy's in. It's all in the game here.
Got it.
The Leaning Tower of Pizza, right?
I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Italy?
Lunchbox?
Pizza sounds like Italy. That's why I went with Italy.
Okay. Eddie?
Pizza, for sure, Italy.
Okay. But it's not pizza.
It's
but it sounds
pizza.
Oh, but it sounds like pizza. So
well, whatever it takes to get it right, the answer is... Italy. Question number two. Easy trivia. At what temperature Fahrenheit does water boil?
Oh, boy.
So you know what it freezes at Fahrenheit? 32 degrees.
I'm in.
At what temperature Fahrenheit does water boil? I just looked at Amy's page, and she's got it, folks. She got it easily. It's an easy question. She has the right answer, yeah.
Okay, so it's not...
So it's not 32.
32 is the low. That's where it freezes.
Yeah.
Where does it boil?
Oh, yeah.
I'm in
for the win.
Lunchbox?
I put the oven all the time at 350.
Oh, wow.
What, is that too much?
It's too much. Eddie?
250?
No, that's too much. Amy?
212.
212.
Oh, come on.
And Celsius is at 100.
Okay.
So it's Celsius, the real scale. We don't use it, but
we don't.
Zero
the
and 100.
Don't talk to me in Celsius.
What's the largest ocean in the world? Easy trivia. What's the largest ocean in the world?
Crap. This one always gets a little tricky.
I mean, there's only two big ones.
Oh, got it, yeah.
50-50 shot.
Dang it. I'm debating.
I'm in for the win.
Yeah, I'm in.
Amy?
Ah! Dang it!
Indian. You didn't even said your answer. Indian, she says.
What?
Lunchbox.
It's either Atlantic or Pacific. There's only two big ones, so I put Pacific.
Oh, really? There's only...
Yeah! Yeah!
Eddie?
I got Pacific!
Yeah!
Oh, shit!
They're back in the game.
Okay.
We
Indian,
tied up.
Like, the smallest.
Everybody's tied. Yeah. Cool. Everyone's tied up.
I knew it was something.
Who invented the very first airplane? Easy trivia. The first airplane. You can stare at me all you want, Lunch. I'm not giving you any sort of hint here.
Got it.
I'll go with that.
Do you need the first and last name?
I just need who invented the airplane.
I got it.
Amy?
The Wright brothers.
Lunchbox?
I put the Wright brothers.
Eddie?
The Wright brothers.
Yeah! Glad I didn't go Amelia Earhart.
That's
yeah,
I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Which is the largest land animal?
Huh?
Say what's the largest and land animal?
Oh.
Like.
What's
like,
the largest land animal?
Okay. Okay. There's only one. I'm in.
I mean.
Amy?
The rhinoceros?
Lunchbox.
Rhino!
Eddie.
I think rhino.
The elephant.
Of course! Elephants are huge!
Well, yeah, but so are rhinos!
I've never seen a rhino, so
me
I don't
know. Me neither. I just
speed round. Okay. In your name for the win. What planet?
No, stop.
Lunchbox!
Go ahead.
Mercury!
Incorrect.
Oh!
Is second from the sun.
I wouldn't know that anyway.
Venus!
Eddie.
Oh, no, my...
Venus.
Correct, winner.
Oh, yeah! Wait! I thought we just said it!
No, that's not what you thought. Eddie's the winner! Started the morning off right. There, I'm the one clapping for you. They're being haters over here. Wow.
I'm hating, but I gave you Venus.
Wow. Wow. That is a big winner this morning.
Yeah.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Luke Combs is working on new music. He tweeted in all caps that he's in studio, so clearly he's very excited. Dan and Shay dropped two acoustic versions of their songs. They did Speechless for those who wanted to play it at weddings. Here's that clip. Then they recorded Tequila acoustically since it's the song's 1 year anniversary. Here's that clip. But when I taste tequila, baby, I still see ya. Cutting up the floor to sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore. Florida Georgia Line announced their Can't Say I Ain't Country tour, kicking off this summer with Dan and Shay, Morgan Wallen, Kanan Smith, and Hardy. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So shout out to this police officer, Jason Smith, in Kansas City. He was driving along and saw that there was a stranded cat in the median on the highway. And he had his little, you know, recording cam on his little chest, so everything got recorded, and he went straight up, rescued the crying kitten. It was meowing, going crazy, carried the cat to his car, fell in love with it, but then took it to an animal shelter where they could care for the kitten, and then he couldn't help himself, went back and adopted her.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought you were going to say he didn't adopt a cat.
No. And he named her Bella.
Oh, good for him. That's good. That's a good story. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about right there.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Hatfield, Massachusetts. A 30-year-old man walked into the bank, said, "Hey, this is a robbery. Give me all the money." They put a bunch of cash in the bag. He runs out across the highway into the woods. Police go looking for him. Can't find him. And then, boom, he falls out of the tree because he was standing on a branch. It broke, and he came crashing down with the money in hand.
So they're searching for him in the woods. And they're like, "Well, Officer Wilson, we're not going to be able to find him today. All right, go ahead and let's turn in." He comes crashing down into them.
He fell at their feet.
That's unfortunate.
Is it, though? Or is it super fortunate?
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
What better way to start off the new year than with the new game? Hey, it's Bobby Bones here. I want to remind you about the show's favorite mobile puzzle game, Best Fiends. That's right, folks. Best Fiends is the puzzle game America's talking about. With 5-star ratings on the Apple App Store and Google Play, you will not want to miss out on all the fun collecting tons of cute characters and solving thousands of addictive puzzles. The game has been downloaded millions and millions of times because it's absolutely amazing. I had so many tweets, people going, "I downloaded Best Fiends." It's updated all the time, so there's always something new and exciting to play and explore. It's friends without the R, Best Fiends. And it's the type of game that never gets boring once you play it, and I think once you start playing, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Best Fiends is not like any other puzzle game, so you're going to love it. Do yourself a favor. This new year, go download Best Fiends for free in the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. The game is called Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
You started listening to the Dirty John podcast?
Yes.
Did you watch the Dirty John TV show?
Yes.
Okay, what channel
is that
on?
Bravo. I went all Dirty John. Like, because Lunchbox, Eddie, Ray, they were like, "It's amazing. You got to check it out." So I, you know, was on a walk, decided to check out the podcast, and I was all in. I think I listened.
What is this about? Would I like it?
Yes. John is real. So Dirty John, it just sounds so weird. You're like, what? And they even have ads.
It's like a dirty bathroom.
Yeah, no. They have ads in the podcast and for like products, you know, it's like a commercial and it's like, "Enter code Dirty John and you'll save 20%. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I don't want to do that. But luckily it was a beautiful day when I was listening. My son was on his scooter and I was like, I got in 3 episodes on our walk, which is crazy.
What's Dirty John about?
John is this crazy guy who got a nickname for being dirty because he's totally dirty, shady, Dirty Shady John. I mean, however you want to call it. And his relationships with women. I'm only on episode 3 on the podcast, episode 1 on the TV show. So I only know that it involves this woman that he duped into marrying him. And he only knew her for like 5 weeks and they got married. And she thinks he's this amazing guy and he's totally psycho. He says he's an anesthesiologist. He's not.
Oh, he's not.
No. He wears scrubs and everything.
He somehow convinced her to buy this like beachfront property. She's an entrepreneur, like has a design business.
Super
like
rich.
She makes tons of money. So he like has all these excuses why he can't afford to pay for it. He's like, I wish I could buy this place for us. He's like, but, you know, I got this divorce money and taxes. And she's like, you know what? I can pay for it.
What's the purpose of the whole story?
Well, first of all, it's true.
Is he alive still?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. So the purpose of the story, I think the LA Times or whatever did it's an investigative report on this guy. Then it turned into a podcast because it was so interesting. Then Bravo was like, let's do a scripted show about this because it's so interesting.
Yeah.
Who has seen it here?
I have.
Eddie has. Yeah, Raimundo has. Amy is watching it.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, you?
I listen to the podcast.
Yeah. All of it?
All of it.
Is that good?
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Don't give it away. I just got into where we're getting into Dirty John's past, and now he has an ex-wife.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I don't want to hear anymore. No more. It's good. You recommend our listeners to check out.
Because my husband kind of came in on the TV show, and he didn't hear the podcast.
Ooh.
This is what you need to understand, is the podcast is like your real life, like, you know, they're recounting what happened. The Bravo thing is a scripted show. So some stuff is a little bit different and it's not like a documentary, but that's the difference.
Good clarification.
Okay. Yeah, because I think it's important to know that because you're like, Connie Britton, hey.
I have a thing coming up because that's pretty psycho what that dude's doing, right?
Oh, he's crazy. He said he went to Iraq for a year.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like with Doctors Without Borders.
Yep.
And he was never in Iraq.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We were talking about people being psychos in relationships because Amy is watching Dirty John.
Yeah.
Here you go. A Long Island man, Matthew Burke, thought a bottle of wine had gone bad. He took a sip of it and was like, ugh. So he spit it out, right? The next day, his 4-year-old son told a babysitter, Mommy put something in Daddy's drink.
What'd you get in there?
Prosecutors say his estranged wife broke into his apartment on at least 3 occasions and put antifreeze in bottles of wine.
Whoa.
No. I think he could die.
Was she trying to get rid of him?
Yes.
Yeah. Obviously.
How does she think he's not going to taste the antifreeze?
She was indicted Thursday on charges of attempted murder, attempted assault, burglary, and endangering the welfare of a child.
Yeah. Keep that in mind, people.
Faces up to 25 years in prison.
What?
So, here's what happened. He calls police, and they say, install surveillance cameras. So they captured her again, accompanied by the 8-year-old daughter, pouring a pink liquid into a bottle of wine in his kitchen.
Whoa.
Man, women are crazy.
I don't think it's a woman thing. I think it's just a person thing.
It's a person thing, because obviously Dirty John's a man.
That's true. We're even. Yeah, we're back to square one.
Who sent the thousands of text messages we talked about?
Oh.
Matthew Matthew Burke had full custody of both children while she had temporary visitation. And her internet search history said things like, what liquids for cars can kill a human?
Of course.
Oh, my gosh.
So she was upset about the custody. And so
there's a reason why he had full custody.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I think she's going to lose her visitation, too.
I think so, too. Here's what we're going to ask. This could turn into something fun.
Oh, boy.
What's the most psycho thing you've ever done in a relationship?
Wow.
Hopefully it's nothing like that, like when you try to kill somebody. But I think we've all gone a little crazy.
What? I have not gone crazy. Someone's gone crazy on me, but I haven't gone crazy.
You haven't. Come on.
Think about it. Give me the craziest thing you've done.
Psycho or crazy. Give me the craziest thing you've ever done, if you'll admit it. 877-77-BOBBY. Anybody in the room have one they want to share coming up?
I'm trying to think.
Raimundo has one. He comes up.
Okay, what about you, Bobby?
We'll come back in a minute. 877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number. The most psycho thing you've ever done in a relationship. Call Cher, okay? You won't go to jail. We promise.
Yeah.
To admit the most psycho thing that they've done, okay? Reba in Georgia, you're on the air. Hi.
Okay, so the most psycho thing I've ever done is I created a fake Tinder account to see if my boyfriend was still using Tinder. And I made sure the girl was like the perfect type, had red hair, everything. and he wasn't. Complete fail.
So you built this fake person his type.
But is it like you?
I found a girl online that was his perfect type and everything, and it didn't work.
Are you guys still together?
No, it was my ex-boyfriend.
Okay. Thank you. All right, you're on the air, Robin. Most psycho thing you've ever done.
I had an ex-wife who wouldn't move out, so I turned off the electric, the water, the gas.
Oh.
And, she finally moved out.
Did you live without electric, water, and gas?
No, I moved to a different... I was living in Nashville. She was living in Kentucky.
So. Oh, a different place. You shut it all off, though. It was in your name.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't, like, burn the place down, huh?
No. She decided to leave with her and her kids.
Oh, her kids.
Wow.
Oh,
wow. Your kids?
Didn't know kids were involved.
Yeah, no, kids were involved.
Wait, so you turned off the electric and water and all the things for the kids?
Yeah.
It wasn't my kids.
Oh. Yeah, but
they're
kids.
They're still kids. Yeah.
I stole their food.
Maybe she didn't have anywhere else to go.
I burned their school books.
Not my problem.
Yeah. Not my problem.
Okay.
Hey, appreciate that, Robin.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, he was their stepdad at some point, right?
Don't know.
Hey,
not his problem.
Not our problem. Hey, Raymond, I'm coming to you in a second if you want to grab a mic.
All right.
Hey, Jenny in Georgia.
Yes.
Most psycho thing you've ever done. Go ahead.
So I put a family tracker on my ex-husband now, his cell phone, to track him 45 minutes to a different city and caught him cheating.
Oh, you did catch him.
Oh, yeah.
Is it psycho, though, if you actually find out that something's up? Because isn't it, like, it just depends what the result is?
Oh, yeah.
If you find out that they were doing bad, isn't it just you were pretty good at figuring things out?
Yeah, you're a detective.
And if they weren't, then you're psycho.
Yes.
It's kind of like you just have to see where it falls. Okay, Jenny, I would say that's not psycho.
Really?
Did you feel psycho?
If you had the whole story, you would know it was psycho. He turned my internet off so I couldn't catch him on Facebook. So I took my laptop to McDonald's and added the family tracker on his phone and actually tracked him down to a different city.
But something's up. If he's doing that, something's up.
Yeah, you're not being psycho. You were investigative
diligent
reporting.
Hey, thank you, Jenny, non-psycho Jenny. Let's go over and talk to Jamie in Ohio. Jamie, most psycho thing you've done?
Hi there. I put hot red pepper flakes in my husband's coffee grounds, and when he preset the coffee pot the night before work, and he brewed it, took a thermos of it to work to share with his friend. His friend complained that his throat was burning, and then my husband's was burning. He thought maybe they just had sore throats, but yeah. I was getting him back for being kind of rude the night before.
Wow. Oh, and his friend got punished for that, too.
I missed what she put in the coffee.
She put red pepper flakes in the coffee grounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit psycho. Yeah. Thank you, Jamie. Raymundo, our audio producer, what's the most psycho thing you've done?
Yeah, this is my ex-girlfriend. So she came over to my place and she broke up with me, and then she just randomly took a nap. So I already had her password and everything. So I got on her phone, and every single picture she had on that bad boy, deleted, never to be ever seen again. And this is before Instagram, so the phone pictures you had on your phone are a pretty big deal. Gone.
You deleted all of her pictures?
Everyone.
Just the ones with you?
Everything. Just hit them all, select all, delete.
How's
your revenge?
I got into an ex-girlfriend's email once. She left it open on my computer.
That doesn't seem like you.
I was like 23.
Oh.
It was like the last lifetime. But I was like going, well, it's up. And I was wondering. I was like, I wonder if she's cheating on me. She wasn't. But I read all the emails just to make sure.
Yeah.
That was like the only thing I ever did where I was like, I'm not proud of that. I think I talked about it on the air a long time ago. Lunchbox, you ever do anything psycho?
No.
You're pretty good?
Listen, I love them, leave them, I don't need them.
Oh my gosh.
You're married with a baby.
I know, but back in the day, I love him, leave him, I didn't need him.
But so you never did anything?
No, I really never did anything.
Okay, well, did you? You're putting
no.
You, okay, well.
I mean, I'm trying to think, and I'm like, I haven't sought revenge or done anything crazy.
We're talking about that Dirty John podcast and the TV show.
Yeah.
And apparently that dude's psycho.
Yes.
Crazy.
That's why you tweeted crazy. About it a minute ago. Well, thanks for all the calls. If you have other ones, you can give us a call. 877-77-BOBBY. Hey, is it Dyron?
Byron.
Byron. How you doing, bud?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. What'd you do?
It's not me. It was my ex-girlfriend. We had a kind of like a disagreement, and she threw a butcher steak knife at me.
Oh.
And I ducked, and she hit the wall. It hit the wall.
She threw a knife at you?
Whoa.
Yeah.
If that hits you, she probably goes to jail if it hits you the right way.
Yeah.
I mean, if it goes blade first into you, she probably goes to jail.
Probably so. I locked myself in the room and I called her parents and I told her she had to go.
Yeah, she has to go right now. All right, I appreciate that call. Apparently, Samuel L. Jackson makes $10 million from just those Capital One commercials.
Wow.
Oh,
a lot, huh? Jeez. His movies, he's made 120 movies.
That's a lot.
Oh, wow.
His movies made $13.3 billion around the world. $5.7 billion in the United States. That's better than Harrison Ford and Tom Hanks, who are the next two guys. But I just think he's done more movies.
So he, therefore, makes more?
Well, yeah, I mean, you do more. Yeah. It's more jobs.
But, like, I know he's done great things, so don't. But, like, when I think of him, all I think about is Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah, he's done a lot more than that.
I know. But, like, I can't name anything else he was in.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction's a good one.
Okay, I haven't seen either one of those.
But, yeah, $10 million for just the Capital One commercials. So I saw that. Wanted to bring that to your attention. Lunchbox's Baby, we got a call this morning, and the guy was like, hey, what's the update with Lunch's Baby? Because he had been crying all night.
Yeah.
And then he was sick.
Yeah.
So how was it last night?
Last night he was good.
Yeah?
He went to bed, and he slept till 3 in the morning until he started crying again. He wanted some food. Like, feed me. But he's still a little coughy and sick, but he wasn't crying last night as bad.
He wakes up at 3 in the morning every day?
Yeah.
And does your wife wake up with them, or do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't?
No. I wake up because I hear him crying. I'm like, hey, you need to get him.
Oh, well, you do wake up, but you just wake up and then tell her to get up.
Yeah, and then she grabs him, and I'm back asleep.
Here's a clip for you. This is not Lunchbox's Baby, but it's how to take a newborn and make them stop crying.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh, that sounds like my baby.
Is it Lunchbox's Baby?
Yeah.
Oh.
Trying to match you.
So that's what you do. You go, oh, and apparently your baby hears that and tries to match him.
Wow. All right.
So next time your baby's crying, do that and record it. That sounds like your wife in that clip.
I mean, I really thought that was my baby.
I mean, I think probably all babies sound close to similar, right?
Yeah.
Is that what your baby sounds like?
Yes. Yeah.
Eddie, is that what your baby sounded like?
From what I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what they do in yoga. I go to yoga.
They make those noises?
Sometimes.
They do. I don't like it. And they also say namaste at the end of class. I don't even say that. I'm like, what's the use? They're like, the light in me shines the light on you. And they say all this stuff. And they're like, namaste. And everybody goes, namaste. And I'm looking around like, I'm just glad to be done.
Right.
What is it?
Namaste is the way they close it, and that means, the meaning of that is, the light within me honors the light within you.
We even have a song, Namaste, the Raging Idiots, our band, but that's like namaste.
Right.
Yeah, I'm always like, why do people say namaste? Why do they go, it cleans the inside of you out, apparently.
Really?
I use Metamucil for the same effect.
It's a lot quieter.
You guys should try Metamucil.
Yeah, I'm going back to yoga today. I was boxing yesterday. I have gym rash on my butt.
What is that?
Like ring rash?
What?
Because I was on the bottom of the ring doing, what you do is you lay down in the ring and do sit-ups and stuff. Like you box and you have a ring rash on my buttocks.
Oh, wow.
So I was laying
on
the ground. You might
be like a real boxer now.
No, I don't let people hit me. I hit people.
But you don't let them hit you.
No way. I do not let
people
hit me.
You can't mess up the moneymaker.
Yeah.
What's the moneymaker?
Your face.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
No, I just don't want to get
the vocal cords.
I just don't want to get hit.
Oh.
Yeah, that hurts. I've heard.
There's no need for that.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Man, there's this little girl named Journey. She was turning 8 years old, so she was going to bring cupcakes to her whole class and surprise them, have a little birthday party the night before. Her and Grandma stay up late decorating cupcakes. They're driving to school the next day, and they get in a car wreck. So what happens to the cupcakes? Splatter all over the car. They're ruined. And a sheriff's deputy, drives them to school because the car can't drive anymore, drops them off, and drives to the store and buys replacement cupcakes so Journey can have her birthday party.
That's cool. Good for him.
Yeah. Beyond.
Yeah, good for him. There you go. That's good stuff. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Over to Morgan number two.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Florida Georgia Line announced their Can't Say I Ain't Country tour kicking off this summer with Dan and Shay, Morgan Wallen, Kanan Smith, and Hardy. Kane Brown announced a collaboration with rapper Khalid. It's called Saturday Nights, coming out tomorrow. Here's a clip.
All the things that I know that your parents don't.
It's called what?
Saturday Nights.
And it comes out tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. Kane Brown and Khalid. Got it. All right, what else?
Dan and Shay dropped two acoustic versions of their songs. They did Speechless for those who wanted to play it at weddings. Then they recorded Tequila acoustically since it's the song's 1-year anniversary. Here's
that. If you want to drink tequila, gentlier.
But when I taste tequila.
Lucky for us, they came in and played it acoustic. We've been playing them for the past
Yeah,
month or so. Yeah, good. Those guys are killing it. I would say they're the hottest thing in country music right now. Like, silently. Because they've been around for a bit. People sleep on them, man. Yeah, they're the biggest thing happening right now.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
There's this twinning app. So Pop Sugar has this app where you upload a photo of yourself and it brings up your celebrity doppelganger. Do you guys want to hear who everybody's is?
Oh, no.
Because we uploaded them and I have everybody's picture with them. Okay, wonderful. So Raymundo, our audio producer. Hey, who uploaded the pictures? Do we know who did this?
Morgan, one.
Okay. Raymundo, here's a picture. Him and Henry Cavill,
what?
The guy from Superman. They actually look just alike.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
Look at that.
Ray, that's baller. You could be Superman.
You could be dude, it's a good picture of you, too. Do they Photoshop hair on your head in this picture?
No, that's the new look.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it looks good. You look great.
But so that picture was taken like a year ago.
More than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's like 22. It's a new look. Like his high school. Okay. Just so people can visualize what we look like here on the show. Eddie.
Oh, boy.
Our video producer.
Oh, my goodness.
Joe Montana.
Really?
Let me see.
Not Joe Montana.
Oh, man. I was thinking the quarterback.
Joe Montegna. I don't know who this. He's known for David Rossi and Criminal Minds.
Yeah, I know that dude.
He's an older Hispanic guy.
Yeah, he's like 50. Real nice.
Yeah, well, that I see that.
Do you see these pictures next to each other?
Mm-hmm. Well, Ray gets Superman and I get Joe Montana.
Okay. Let's see what else we have here. Lunchbox, Nick Swardson, the guy that kind of...
Okay.
I see that.
Yeah.
The goofy kind of small...
Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah. Lunchbox has...
I thought he'd get Joe Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi?
Oh, yeah, whatever.
No. Amy gets Brooklyn Decker.
Wow. Stop it.
The pictures next to each other.
I understand that, but just because they have the same hair, let's relax.
Yeah, I would say that. And that picture is definitely one where I had my makeup done professionally and my hair done.
Amy looks like Sports Illustrated and Grace and Frankie's Brooklyn Decker.
Hand me that.
Can we load all these up on the Bob Show site? Yeah. On the Instagram? And then I have Joel McHale.
Let me see.
He doesn't wear glasses in this, but Joel McHale from The Soup and from Community.
Yes.
Very interesting.
But you're,
And it does, I do kind of look like him a little bit.
If you were to put on the black glasses.
I do have them on.
If he were. Yeah. I said he.
Yeah. There you go.
Would have never thought that one.
But do you see
it? Oh, we've talked about it before.
I see it now.
Yeah. We've talked about you look like Joel McHale and then the Dexter dude.
Yeah, the Dexter dude. I do look like, sometimes I would look at that Dexter opening and be like, I look like the dude from Dexter.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Dexter.
Ryan C. Hall.
Michael C. Hall. Where did Ryan come from?
I don't know. That first name popped in my head. I knew it was C. Hall.
We'll load them up on our Bobby Bones Show Instagram page, at Bobby Bones Show, if you want to see them. We'll put them all up at once. So, yeah, there you go. That's who we're looking at. Hey, Joe Montegna.
I thought it was Joe Montana.
No, even you don't look anything like Joe Montana,
yeah, like
Eddie.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Eddie's upset because they say his doppelganger, that's a celebrity, is 71 years old.
Yeah. Joe Mantegna.
Yeah.
Come on. 71?
He's Italian. And not Hispanic?
I mean, wow. I could probably look like that in 30 years.
Can I just say, though, he does not look 71.
Eddie?
Thank you.
Not a day over 60.
It's quite the compliment, Amy.
I would say. Okay, over to Amy. Here we go. Let's get the joke in.
The Morning Corny.
What kind of award did the dentist receive?
A little plaque. Nice. Come on.
That was the Morning Corny.
I like this story. You know, I always appreciate effort. Sometimes the effort doesn't actually turn itself into what you're hoping. It doesn't manifest into the desired ending. But here's a woman who wanted to date this cop, right? She meets this cop. She's like, man, I'd like to go on a date with him. She just can't get him to like her, so she dialed 911 on herself to get the officer to meet her, and then it didn't work. Then she broke into a closed police station, and then she raided files, and then it was that whole
thing.
Sounds
like a winner.
Yeah. I admire the effort.
Boy, women are just...
It's not a woman thing.
Okay, who did...
You know who chops people up? Men.
Who did the antifreeze?
But I'm saying, you know who ends up chopping people up? Men. Like, they're crazier.
Well, but Lorraine and Bobbitt chopped.
One, yeah, it's one. Like, guys, the choppers are guys.
Okay, I agree. And the barbecuers.
Ashley what? Keister, 27 years old, was caught on surveillance breaking into a police station. She raided files after signing an agreement to stop harassing an officer. She called 911 and told them to get the officer to meet her. And just so she could go out with them.
That's one way to do it, y'all.
As someone single myself, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah,
I get it. Yeah, I get it sometimes. So Lunchbox called businesses yesterday and said, hey, I can't come in. I'm sick. They doesn't work there. So what's the first place? Like, what kind of place is it?
Just a restaurant.
Like a sit-down restaurant or a fast food restaurant?
A sit-down.
Okay, here he is calling into a restaurant saying, I can't come into work today, except he doesn't work there.
Afternoon. How can I help you?
Oh, yeah, who's this? This is Jason. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. This is...
Hey, girl, I'm supposed to...
You sound constipated.
No, I'm sick. It's being at 3 o'clock, and I'm feeling under the weather. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
Okay, and I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Jason Gibble, yeah.
And I... Oh, okay.
I came down with something this morning. I don't know, and I'm supposed to work 3 to 11. I just can't make it.
Are you a cook?
No. I'm the waiter. Jay.
He stumbles.
I don't know what they're called. It's in the waiter. Yeah.
I didn't know anybody here was a server by that name.
Yeah. But I was just hoping you could cover my shift, or you could get Alyssa to cover my shift.
I think you have the wrong place. I'm hearing a lot of names that I don't recognize.
No, I said if you could get Melissa to cover my
shift. No, you said Alyssa. You said Alyssa, not Melissa.
Shift.
Oh, wow. Oh,
donezo.
She does not have time for you anymore.
Wow. She didn't even, like, mess around. You want to hear him
and
cough?
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Jason Gibble, yeah. And I.
Oh, okay.
It's like you broke a rib. Like you're coughing
like
with
you
a broken rib. Yeah. That's funny.
It's hard.
You have more of these?
Yeah.
All right, more of Lunchbox calling into places he doesn't work and saying, I'm sick. So Lunchbox calls places he doesn't work and tells him he's sick. Here we go. Call two is what?
Another restaurant.
Sit down or fast food?
Sit down.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this is Jason. I'm supposed to be in at 3, and I just don't think I can make it. I'm sick.
Okay, Jason is supposed to be in at 3? What do you do here, sir?
I'm a server. I wait tables.
He waits tables.
You know, I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, like, yeah.
We don't have a Jason here, sir.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. I'm supposed to work 3 to 11, though. I don't want to leave you shorthanded, but do you think you could cover?
What restaurant are you calling?
I'm calling.
No, you don't work here, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Am I getting fired?
Have a good day.
I'm getting fired for being sick.
Oh, wow.
Got fired.
It's funny you knew what a server was that call. Like one call later, he knows what he does exactly. Here we go. What's number 3?
Another sit-down restaurant.
Thanks for calling. How may I serve you?
This is Jason. You know, I work later today.
Boy, he's dying now.
Like, yeah.
It went from him
getting
worse. Quick.
It went from him not feeling great to he's struggling now. He may not make it through this call.
Thanks for calling. How may I serve you?
This is Jason. You know, I work later today, and I'm under the weather. I woke up, and I just don't think I'm going to be able to make it. No, Jason is
bad. I don't have anyone who works here by the name of Jason.
Yeah. I'm new, but...
I'm the manager. I would know if there's a Jason that worked here.
No. I've done 2 shifts. I mean, I got a paycheck on the 15th.
And your name is Jason?
Yeah, well, that's my nickname. Yeah, Chase. My real name's Chase, but you guys call me Jason.
Oh, now you've pivoted. Okay. Also, I like that he got a paycheck on the 15th.
Yeah.
It was on the 9th yesterday.
December?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's only worked 2 shifts.
Almost a month ago.
Yeah.
It's not adding up. This story's not adding up.
And right now, I'm on the toilet and I'm puking in a trash can right now.
Okay, and what job do you perform here?
You're on a toilet and you're puking in the trash can?
Stop.
Man, it's flying out of both holes.
Server, but sometimes I cook too. I mean, I'm a...
Wow, he does everything.
Yeah, he's good.
I never did both. I never served and cooked. No. No,
one
wow.
or two, you know, like when the order's ready, I'll grab it and take it out for people.
And if... Oh, okay. Yeah, I know exactly who you are. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, she didn't know who you were.
I guess they gave you the day off, huh?
Yeah, at least I didn't get fired.
True. You are on the toilet and puking into a bucket.
Yeah.
And I guess it's the government shutdown. You haven't been paid.
That's right.
30th.
Right. 15, yeah.
Maybe that's what it was. Well, how about this? This guy's roommate stole his winning lottery ticket. He thought it was a $10,000 ticket, but it was a $10 million ticket.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you guys see this?
No.
One of his roommates goes to the same store, purchases the same ticket, later alters his losing ticket to match the winning ticket.
Not only did he forge this, but he forged what is the wrong winning amount in this.
That's correct.
If you win the lotto, be careful who you trust.
Sign it. Put it in a safe place only you know about, but you'll remember, and then come and claim the ticket.
A man nearly missed out on cashing in a $10 million lottery scratcher after police say the man's roommate stole the scratcher and attempted to cash in the prize for himself. And they released the details, but the guy thought he was winning $10,000 and was just going to be out.
Like, yeah.
$10,000, I'm out.
Wow.
Turns out it was $10 million. And once that happens, you got to like check into places.
Yeah.
And they got like pictures and they got to, and they busted him. An investigator with the California Lottery Office began working with police after discovering the ticket was stolen. They believe that his roommate had purchased the same type of lotto scratcher, like I said, and then switched it and altered it. And they went to the lottery offices in Sacramento, and he was going to collect his prize, $10,000 prize. And we're like, no, $10 million. And then they arrested him.
Wow.
Because he stole $10 million. That's like super theft.
And your roommates are supposed to be your friends.
You ever have roommates that weren't your friends?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I guess I did in college.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go?
One summer. Not good. They stole from me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I had a bucket full of change. Gone.
Did you ever confront them?
Yeah. I was like, hey, man, there's my whole bucket of change is gone. I go on vacation for a week, and I come back, and it's gone. Don't know anything about it. I'm like, okay.
But he wasn't your friend?
No.
How'd you guys get stuck together?
Just that potluck thing.
Did you have a roommate that you didn't like?
Yeah. Through potluck. And it was... But so there was... Four of us, three of us knew each other, the fourth one we didn't, and it just ended up being awful. We couldn't wait for the year to be up.
Yeah, you had three roommates?
Yeah, it was a 4-bedroom apartment, and we all had the common area in the kitchen. I mean, and it got to where she was the one that she would put post-it notes on her food. Like one time I accidentally ate one of her yogurts, and it was like...
Well, that's why she put post-it notes. Well,
yeah, accidentally.
But no, it wasn't. It honestly was an honest accident, but it's like we couldn't have a normal conversation about it. Like, hey, you ate my yogurt. And I'm like, oh, hey, let me go to the store and replace your yogurt. I just came home, and everything was labeled with post-it notes in her name, and like there was no conversation. It was just awkward living for like a year.
I had a roommate who was my best friend in high school, and then I went back to my room one day, and he moved out. He didn't tell me.
Mm.
We're friends again, but... My schedule was a nightmare, and I was probably tough to live with because I had to work all the time. And I was like, hey, man, can we party less?
No, so you're that guy. I got that guy my freshman year when I was in the dorms. First,
I was in the dorm when this happened.
I had my boy David, and I won't say his last name, but I had the volleyball on his side of the room, and he got mad at me, and I kicked him out, and then I got some 21-year-old dude who thought it was my dad. Hey, you can't go out so late at night. You need to tell me where you're going to be. What? Who are you?
I wasn't doing that. I would work. I would go to class from 8 a.m. until 2 or 3, then go to work until 11 or midnight. Like, I was working all the time. And I'd be like, hey, if you're going to come in, I was probably a little annoying that it was one room. We had 2 beds in one small room. And I was like, oh, it's hard for me to sleep if you're, like, running in and out. So I wasn't the best roommate if you're going to live a college-style life.
Yeah.
I was basically 50 years old when I was 18. And so I just came back to my room one day, and he had moved everything out, didn't say a word. And I was like, huh, something seems funny here. And so for half a semester, I was by myself, and they moved someone else in. I became friends with that guy because he was a nerd like me. I walked in, the new guy was in, and I saw all khakis and button-up shirts, and I was like, now we're talking.
This is my kind of guy.
This guy means business right here. There was a man who won a lotto twice using numbers from his dream. Did you see this? He dreamed the numbers.
Well, that's amazing.
Why does this happen to everybody else but me?
It doesn't happen to everybody often. That's why it's news, because it doesn't really happen. A Maryland man collected his second major lottery prize thanks to a set of numbers he says came to him in a dream. The numbers 4, 8, 5, and 6 appeared in a recent dream, and he said, ah, those were the same numbers that appeared on a form while I was in the Army. 4, 8, 5, 6 Army Developmental Counseling form. And so he dreamt of them, went back, and hit a $15,000 jackpot. He previously had won $39,000 in a jackpot. Those numbers came to him in a dream, too.
Seriously?
Here's it's amazing. What I think. If I won, I would just say something like that.
Oh, you think just it's made up?
I don't know.
To make your story better?
Yeah. Or I would go, I can cyclic print numbers. Pay me and I'll pick your numbers. And I make a little side cash.
Oh.
I have a friend last night that was telling me, she goes to a psychic and she's like, you have to go. And I was like, you pay this person to like...
How much do you pay for something like that?
It's like $100.
Yeah. Oh my, I'm out.
$100?
No way.
And she's like, no, it's real. And he talks to you on the phone.
Oh, stop it.
He just Googled things. I was like, he tipped you off about stuff. So yeah. Psychics, you ever been to one, paid money for it?
No, but my cousin is one now.
Is it, wait, it's not, I don't think a psychic is actually a new job you just take.
No.
I think you just are trained for that.
No, she, like, and I have to be respectful when I talk about it because I love and adore her, but I just don't know how I feel about it. And my aunt tries to tell me, I know this is weird, it's new to me too, but it's been probably around the time that my mom died, so four, or this year it could be 5 years that it started happening, and she told me she's communicated with my mom. Stuff like that.
How much? I'll call her. How much?
She does phone. Here's the thing. She's actually making a really good living, and she does phone readings all over the world.
Okay.
And she lives in Dripping Springs.
I want to talk to her.
Okay.
Can you set me up on a psychic call with your cousin?
Mm.
Okay. Yes.
Does she know about the show and me?
Of course.
Like, she knows everything, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She might not even listen.
She knows you're going to call her.
And she can maybe even explain how it's something that she started having.
She awake?
I don't even know what you.
Here
I'm
you go.
Sure.
Can we get her, she does we get her readings. For a live call? A live reading?
That's going to cost you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure she would do it pro bono, but.
She has to be a lawyer. You can just say free. Is she awake?
I think
she's probably awake
because
she knew we were going to talk about
she
it.
She knew this was going to happen.
She's like, for some reason, I just woke up early today.
Somebody's going to ask me to do it on the air. Okay. Find out.
Yeah. I know. It's hard. She's wanted to talk to me more and like do certain things.
Boy.
And I just have been, one time I was on the phone with her and she was telling me things like some smell that she was smelling because my mom smelled it. And I was like, but again, it's like someone I know. And like, if I didn't know her, I'd be like, you're crazy. Bye. But because I know her and I've known her my whole life and I like love her, I'm like, okay. Alrighty.
Did you text someone?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who you text?
I'm sending a text right now. Hold
to
please.
Who, though?
Well, I'm seeing who's in my.
Is
I'm going to text
Ms.
multiple
Cleo?
People.
Oh, no. I remember her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Amy's going to text.
Now, do these psychics, do they just kind of prey on the lonely and the desperate?
No, she'll tell you no, she doesn't.
Because, well, of course she'll say that.
Because
of course
they,
not, I don't.
They
no,
want
no,
to
no,
feel
no, no,
something.
No.
And so you just feed them a little bit, and then they just start giving over the money and the money and the money, and they just keep stringing you along. Isn't that how it kind of works?
I don't know. I've never been to a psychic. I have friends that go. I have this friend I'm close to. And she was like, you'll never believe it. And I was like, you're right. I don't.
I don't believe it.
You're absolutely right. Are you texting right now?
Yes.
We'll come back. We'll see what happens. I'd like to do a live reading. I don't believe it. But I can always be convinced of something different. You know? I'm open. I'm an open book. With my life and what I learned. So Amy told us her cousin is a psychic and... She can't come on today, but she's going to come on tomorrow at this time, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm texting with her right now, so I'm trying to nail it all down, but she probably became a psychic in the last 5 years.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, I have to ask her things she can't look up, right? Because if she knows a day out, she can research me.
Oh, she just replied, tomorrow. Yes, so much fun.
Okay.
Exclamation point.
Tomorrow morning at this time, we'll get Amy's psychic cousin on. And we'll have her just kind of read into my life. What if you're at a psychic and they go, ooh, I don't see anything past the next few days. You may die.
Wow.
Whoa.
Well, see, but I don't understand. I mean, I know she does the psychic stuff too, but she also does this thing where she talks to people on the other side. But I don't know who that's who gives her the information.
A medium?
Yeah, because that's who she says she's had conversations with my mom.
My mom's not alive either.
Right.
But you can't prove that she's not. I want the psychic special. I'm not trying to talk to my mom or grandma. I'm trying to find out what's happening to me.
Okay, look, I don't know how her readings work, but yes, she'll be on tomorrow.
How much it cost? Ask her. I'll pay her. I just don't want to talk to dead people. This isn't Sixth Sense. I don't know what happened in the future. The Jeff Bezos guy from Amazon is getting divorced.
Speaking of money.
Oh. Yeah. He's worth $136 billion. And if they split right now, they think she'll get half because they had no prenuptial agreement. It was in D.C., basically, and that's where you just split it all.
Oh.
Yeah, so this divorce will make her the richest woman.
She'd be the fifth richest person and the richest woman. She'd be wealthier than Mark Zuckerberg. And I got to tell you, I got no problem with that.
What?
So they got married a year before he started Amazon. They got married in 93. He started Amazon in 94. And they got engaged after 3 months of knowing each other.
Well, a 25-year marriage. That's pretty successful.
Oh, I know. Yeah. But I mean, it's like, yeah, they've been together this long. They got married after 3 months and they have 4 kids and it's a whole thing.
My prediction is she won't get half. They'll settle. She'll get an undisclosed amount, but we'll kind of find out whenever his wealth comes out again. And so, but here's my point to this. If he was able to make all this money, right? How do we know that he wasn't able to make it because of her support in many ways?
Boom.
Yeah.
Psychologically, yep. Physically, who knows?
All of it.
The ways that she helped support him why he did this. Maybe he couldn't do it without her.
Totally.
But that's
agree.
Not worth half of what he.
Maybe it's worth more.
No, stop.
Good point.
You got to have the idea. The idea is what makes money.
You don't
money.
Know that she came up with the it? Involvement she had.
What
you
if
don't
she
know.
Did?
And then, yeah.
If she gets half of the fortune. It's of $136 billion. I mean, I just wonder what his ego is like. Does he still want to be the richest person in the world? Does he not care? Because there's no quality of life difference in having
$60
billion and $130 billion.
Right.
You can't spend that money.
Mm-mm.
Is there a reason for divorce?
Yes.
Well, so apparently they've
separated
a while ago. He apparently has a new girlfriend.
Okay.
But she's not like 21. So yeah.
She's an established news anchor.
The crazy thing about this guy, this
Bezos.
He's only in his 50s. Mm-hmm. Most people that are super rich are either tech guys who started Snapchat or Instagram in their 30s, or they're like 80. Like, he's right in the middle. Like, he's got good life left, and he's so rich. They announced their divorce yesterday.
I'm going to find out more about Amazon. I need a whole story about this because in this divorce article, I was intrigued. So I started reading more and I'm like, gosh, he started Amazon out of his garage. And then I just need more. Their garage. She's like,
She may have picked out the house.
Boom.
Stop.
That the garage
guys,
was
see?
There that actually
it may
allowed.
Actually may have been her idea to
no,
do it in the garage.
We just don't know is my point.
I mean, how many packages do you think she like shipped off herself to get it started?
News broke last night that Jeff Bezos is seeing Lauren Sanchez, a television personality, who's also getting divorced.
Oh.
Yeah.
But sources say the relationship happened after that... I don't know.
Yeah,
too many
they
names
say,
people
like,
I don't know. Nobody's famous except for him to me.
And they said some photos were going to come out, and that's why they had to go public.
Oh, yeah, he said
yep.
In his statement,
who
I
cares?
Think it was his, he said, this is something our friends, close family have known for a while, just not the public.
It's other people's business, so I'm not going to judge anybody.
Yeah.
I just care because he's so rich.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
Well,
he's
give
fine.
Give away half his fortune.
It's fine.
He'll be all right.
Yeah.
No, he'll be all right, but he'd be doing a lot more.
And he's
going
to make more.
She's a novelist. And
What novel has she written?
I don't know.
Exactly.
She said she's going to write a good one.
Here's what she could do. She could put out a novel and then buy enough and be a best-selling author.
Buy
money.
Her own books.
Then all of a sudden, she's the number one bestseller.
We sold out the first day. It was amazing.
I'm going to Google her books.
Do they have kids?
Yes, they have 4. 3 biological, 1 adopted.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being a kid and having... You know what? Here's what I would say. They probably know no different.
Yep.
So to them, it's normal.
Yeah.
It's as normal as... You know,
but who knows
waking
how
up
he...
and your mom's a teacher and your dad works at the auto shop.
Just all
right.
You know.
And we don't know how they chose to raise them and what because he didn't grow up with a lot at all.
He started out as just a book company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she worked for him at a hedge fund in New York. That's how they met.
That's why I need to hire somebody.
He interviewed her.
I need to hire somebody.
That's how you
go. Now you get fired. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And she's written two books. The Testing of Luther Albright, Fourth Estate.
I love that one.
And Traps in 2013.
About your shoulder muscles?
Yep.
Trap is the way.
Traps.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
An 88-year-old man is back home safe. He disappeared. They put out one of those silver alerts. They said, hey, Brownsville, Texas, we're looking for this guy. Didn't know where he was, but they sent up one of those thermal drones because it was nighttime, and they saw him moving.
Oh, wow.
11 p.m., the drone operator from the Brownsville Fire Department spotted him in tall grass in a field lost.
Wow. Ah, that's so crazy.
He was checked at the hospital. It's in stable condition. Those drones are awesome. You talk about your husband or no?
Oh, do I talk about him?
No,
yeah.
What he does?
Oh, well, yeah, he can. He has a drone.
That's what he
business.
Does now.
He's a drone operator?
No. He has a whole drone business, but he still does aviation stuff and with airplanes. But
Amy's husband was a pilot in the Air Force for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and now he's.
And then him and a couple of old military buddies, they've started this drone company. They're based out of North Carolina, and they do a lot of work with military and police and SWAT teams and stuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I want to get in on that.
No, what do you mean get in
like,
on that?
Like, can he hire me?
They're hiring, actually. They now have, for like a couple of years, it's just been them and they actually have hired, I think, like 4 employees now, so it's super cool. It's fun to see it grow, but you never know.
I like those stories where the drones find people.
Yeah.
It just makes things faster. Like, you take people out drowning, drop them a thing.
Yep.
Then you go swimming and get them if you need to. Or somebody's missing, you fly the drone over and find them.
Yeah.
Or you peek in people's bedrooms. All of that stuff's awesome. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
This restaurant in Paris, who they opened up and they were like, hey, come in, you can eat naked. They've been open for a year and now they're closing. There are things I like to do naked.
Yeah.
Eating is not one of them. You get food in places, you drop it, it's hot. I just never thought that would be something.
You have to sit somewhere other people are sitting.
Like, I hate going to the beach naked. You're almost naked anyway. You're pretty much naked when you go to the beach. You just wear little shorts.
So you do that?
I don't know if I would do it, but I get it.
But you get it. Got it.
Like, I would do it if I was alone. That'd be fun. I don't want people seeing my stuff. I don't like people seeing my stuff when I'm like, what the? Keep the lights off. But Paris's very first nudist restaurant, Au Naturel, is closing. Again, the juices
like,
from your body are...
Mm-hmm. Are your servers naked, too?
I don't know.
I hope not.
And the chefs?
You gotta cook naked.
Like nothing about that sounds good.
Brittany in Texas, thank you for calling. What's going on?
I just wanted to call in and say that I listen to y'all every morning. I absolutely love it, and thanks for taking my call.
Well, I appreciate that. Would you ever go to a naked restaurant?
No, I would not. I am very shy, I guess, and I don't know. No, I wouldn't, because what if the cooks aren't dressed either? And
then hair's getting things.
Like, going on?
Yeah, you gotta wear a hairnet over just things.
You know,
hairnet all over your whole body.
I'm in it.
It's a whole thing. Where do you live, Brittany?
I'm in Florence, Texas.
Oh, I love it there.
Good place.
Yes,
I love it.
Yeah, I used to summer there. Yeah, it's great.
Yep.
I've never summered anywhere in my life. I just say that sometimes. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Hope you have a good day at work. You good? Everything good?
We're great.
How's the husband?
Oh, no, single.
Now, how the kids?
No kids.
How's your mom?
She's great.
Yeah, we knew it. We knew that one. Yeah. All right, have a good day, Brittany.
You too, thanks.
All right, bye. Bye. Selfie wrist is emerging. Doctors are saying if your wrist hurts and you're taking a lot of selfies, it's probably because of selfie wrist. It's caused by people using their phone camera to take photos of themselves too much. Selfie wrist is a form of carpal tunnel syndrome that enough people are going in, they have to address this.
Wow.
Selfie wrist. There you go. You're on the air, Andrea in Tampa. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Really good. What would you like to say?
I was wondering when you're going to tell Lunchbox about his surprise.
It's a great question. I do have an update.
Oh yeah.
So before the break, I said, hey, Lunchbox, there's something that will be life-changing for you. I told him that.
Yes.
And I went to Amy, and Amy knows. And she thinks it'll be life-changing. She thinks it'll be the biggest thing of your life. I have to do it because it's coming. I have to tell you soon because it's coming up pretty quick.
Yeah, I know. Like
February, right?
Yeah, February.
So, Mike D knows.
Yeah.
Yep. Will it change Lunchbox's life?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. Here's what I sent a note, and I, because there are some details we had to work out. I told you the details, right?
No.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. I guess I never know which details you're talking about.
Hey, which details, Amy? Go ahead.
Like the whole, the
yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes.
He motioned a big over his head.
Yeah.
A big hat.
I motioned a big circle.
The big
I did
helmet.
Get those details.
The helmet.
Yeah.
It's a key. You thought it was a helmet.
That's a clue.
Okay.
It makes it even more legit.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So here's what I said. I sent a note to the people. I said, can I say anything on the air about it yet to Lunchbox? And they told me no.
Oh. Ooh.
So I don't know when I don't know when I can, but I'm telling you it's not going to be tomorrow. So it won't be Friday.
Right, obviously, because tomorrow's Friday.
I don't know if it's going to be next week. I don't know.
Guys, that's February is right around the corner.
It is. What do you think it is, Andrea?
I have no idea. I don't know. I think he's going to be on some MTV show or something or, ooh, you know, some reality show because he loves that. By the way, Lunchbox, I love you. You're my favorite. So.
You're my favorite.
Do you watch MTV, Andrea?
I do. I love Teen Mom.
Yeah, yes! Lunchbox was telling us there are no shows on MTV he dislikes. Right?
Well, I would have to agree.
There's one coming out. It starts this next week. It's called Made in Staten Island. And I'm like, they're trying to act like these kids are the kids of mob people, and they're trying to escape the mob. They're trying to make a name for themselves. And it is the first MTV show I've seen. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't look interesting to me. It looks so concocted and fake, and it doesn't look like I'm going to watch it.
Okay, because the other ones aren't fake.
They aren't fake. And are you kidding me? You think Teen Mom's fake? No, that ain't fake.
You keep your TV on MTV how often?
It has to be at least probably more than 55% of the time, 60%.
Andrea, how old are you?
30.
Yeah, see, she knows. She's on that MTV.
I grew up on it, you know? It's like, you know, American staple. You have to watch MTV.
Yeah, you got
to
watch The Challenge. You got to watch X on the Beach. You got Are You the One? I mean, you got everything. Teen Mom, Teen Mom OG.
Johnny Mango, that's your hero?
Johnny Bananas.
Oh.
Johnny Bananas.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really like The Challenge, though. That's like the one MTV show I don't like that you like.
What? Wait, how can you like MTV and not like The Challenge?
Is now yelling at his biggest fan.
I just can't.
Andrea,
we're still friends.
Thank you for calling.
All right, guys, have a great day.
All right, see you later. I can't tell you the surprise yet. But maybe next week, just not tomorrow.
Okay.
You're going to flip. You're going to...
Yeah, you're definitely going to freak
out. You're going to freak out.
I'm trying to decide who he calls first.
Oh, that's a great question.
I don't know. I feel like it'll be his parents.
You think it's his parents or his wife?
His parents.
I think it's your parents, too, that you call first.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think he calls, like, Forrest, his best friend that he talks to on the phone?
I think he calls his parents.
Forrest. Now, we talk for a couple hours.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Yeah. It's a big deal. I might have broken my finger. I know I smashed it so bad, but it was the dumbest thing. I was peeing. And I was
what?
Peeing.
Okay.
And I was standing over my toilet. And I just finished peeing, and I was singing Kryptonite from Three Doors Down because Three Doors Down's playing with our band, The Raging Idiots, on Monday. So I finished peeing, did the deal, and I start singing Kryptonite right as I was like zipping my pants up, and I took my hand, I was like, slammed it down to the ground. It's like, if I go crazy, and I smashed my finger in the toilet. Yeah, huh. Singing this song. If I go crazy, yeah. Then will you still call me Superman? First time I've ever injured myself with a toilet singing. Yeah, I was really into the song though. Obviously, I was like slamming my hand. My body's off though. People are tweeting me because I got off all this anxiety medication, and like I'm just maybe that's why I'm still like weird.
Could that have messed with your? What are they saying is wrong? Your adrenal
thyroid
gland.
I don't know if it's my thyroid gland. I just stopped taking all this medicine.
Medicine can mess with those glands.
Well, that I'd been taking for much of last year.
Yeah,
and I'm still off. Like I'm not sleeping all the way through the night. I wake up sweating. Sometimes stuff tastes like dust.
That's weird.
That part's weird.
I know, but I got to like gut through it. Just hold on tight. But I heard, look at this. Smash my finger.
On the toilet.
Yeah.
Jam into Three Doors Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might need to wrap that up.
Hello, Morgan in Nashville. You're on.
Yes. So one time, excuse me, I'm a little bit sick right now. I climbed over a fence to take a shortcut, and I slipped. It was raining, and the fence went into my leg.
Oh.
I had to call 911 to come get me off the fence.
Oh, no. Oh. To get you off the fence?
Yes, it was terrible.
Oh, that sounds so awful.
Yeah, that one hurts. Hey, Madison in West Virginia.
Hello.
What were you doing?
I was putting a fitted sheet on my bed, and I pulled my hamstring.
Oh. That's hard. Fitted sheets are hard.
Fitted sheets are so dumb.
No, they're not.
If you're by yourself, we need some kind of invention that you can put on a fitted sheet with one person.
I'm on it.
Okay.
Because here's what I do. I put the corner on, and it's like, boom, and it pulls it over. Then I get...
You go to the other corner, and boom.
It's so
dumb.
I
know. It's hard.
Wow. I don't even like fitted sheets.
You guys
but
struggle
how do you
with
do
this.
It? You got to go from... You got to do this.
And it never fits the way you'd want to put it. You're looking at the stretchy corners. You're like, well, I think these are the two that go on top. And then you put it, and it doesn't stretch all the way over. Fitted sheets, they're so dumb.
We actually just bought sheets, speaking of this, at Target. And I bought the Target brand. And this was genius to me. It's the first time I've ever seen them label... This can be the top or the bottom, so you know.
That's good.
And it was a big old, like, sewn-in label right there. I was like, why has nobody ever done this before? Thank you, Target.
This is what I would do. I would make a flat sheet that on the bottom you pull a string and it, like, boom, fits under the mattress.
Oh.
That's what I would do. Like, yeah, you take the corners and you fold
and
it
you
under
it.
And then you pull it and it fits it to it.
You're writing that down, Lunchbox?
Like, yeah,
y'all, take that to Shark Tank right now.
That's what I would do if I cared enough.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't even do a sheet. I'll just take a...
No, just the mattress?
No, sometimes I'll take a sleeping bag and just be like, I'm lazy today. And I'll just put the sleeping bag on the bottom and then put the comforter on top of the sleeping bag.
You're crazy.
I'm single. Why do I care?
Yeah, I guess you can do that.
No one... Do you know not one... I don't think anyone's ever slept in my... Since I moved, no one's ever... I don't think in my last house, no one ever slept in my...
Oh, I'm sorry,
that's
man.
That's not something to brag about. Like, why are you bragging
he's
about
not
that?
Bragging.
I'm not bragging.
He's
I'm
like,
just saying.
He's just okay. updating
I'm just saying
us.
I'm lonely.
He's sending the message out there.
I just want to share my life.
Yeah.
You know? Any ladies out there? You want to be a part of it.
I want to help him put that fitted sheet on.
Yeah, you want to help me fit that sheet.
Okay.
It does help if you have someone.
What I hate about fitted sheets is when you do take them out of the laundry and then you're missing like a t-shirt for a week and then you realize it's inside one of those things.
Yes.
It's like, oh, it's been in the fitted sheet the whole week.
It does get stuck in
that's
their
funny.
Socks.
Okay, you're on the air, Erica in North Dakota. Once I was missing my dog for a month.
Okay, in the fitted sheet.
And I was like, where's my dog? And then I changed sheets. He was like, we're so dumb.
So dumb.
All right, go ahead, Erica.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. What would you like to say?
Hey. Yeah, I broke my ankle walking off of a futon that was like 6 inches off the floor.
Oh.
And the bone that I broke, only 30% of people have.
You know what's weird about that? I have a friend that's super athletic. And never been injured. He stepped off a curb and tore his Achilles tendon.
Oh.
It was just something random. It's like an iPhone screen. You drop that phone just right from 3 inches. Ksh, you drop it from 10 feet, it won't break sometimes. The human body's like that. If it's in a weird place, it can take just like she said. How long? 6 inches?
Yeah.
Yeah. Broke your ankle.
Yeah, I tore ligaments in both ankles and broke bone. And
oh, my gosh.
Great.
What?
Yeah. Talking about dumb ways you got hurt. Because I've hurt my finger on the toilet. Well, standing above the toilet.
Yeah.
Singing this song.
Jamming to this. Yeah. Will you still
call me Superman? Slam. And I was like, oh. I was like, oh, this is me. When I smashed my finger, I went, boom. Oh. I don't even think I washed my hands after because it was hurting so bad.
Oh.
I know.
Lunchbox never washes his hands after.
I don't even touch it when I pee, though, sometimes. I just put it on the top of the underwear. Do you guys ever do that? So you don't have to get...
No, I don't ever do that.
You just put it on the top of the underwear?
Yeah, sometimes. It's flu season. I'm not trying to touch anything I don't have to, even my own.
Okay.
Yeah. I smashed it.
Even your own, because we thought you were touching others so much.
Well,
yeah,
even
I know,
that.
Like... If I go crazy, then will you still call me
Superman? If I'm alive, I'm well. I'll give you one more. Let's go to Lisa in Wisconsin. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, so I was bending over to pick up one of my kids' toys off the floor, and I sneezed at the same time and threw my neck out for weeks. I couldn't turn my head for weeks.
How old are you?
I'm almost 35.
Yeah, so you're young.
That was a couple of years ago, yeah.
Again, you just step the right way or the wrong way, and your body whoosh, shuts down, man. Well, I hate to hear that. Are you okay now?
I'm good, yeah.
You good? All right, wait, Lisa, where are you at in Wisconsin, Lisa?
Madison.
Oh, we love it there. We love it there. There we go.
Yeah, it's great.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye. We should do our class of 2019 artists. Here we go. This is a new one. What I have in my life and is a passion for music. Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. And every year I pick five artists. The rule is they can never have had a hit, a top 40 or 50 song ever. And done pretty well. And my goal isn't to make sure they get hits. My goal is just to expose them. And maybe people like them. People come to shows. And so I pick five artists. And last year I think we had a couple or three of them go number one. So it's always important to me to find artists that, I can promote and be passionate about. And so we had Tennille Towns, who I've taken out on the road with me. She's opened up for my stand-up shows. She's so good. She was Monday. Rachel Womack. Who's come and played in the studio. She's so good. Love can do some damage. And Abby Anderson. Make him wait. Who I took out and she opened for me on some comedy shows. Again, she was so good.
She can sing.
And I'm just going, why are they bigger? Because the man's holding them down. Literally, the man. And so here is today's da-da-da.
Bobby Bones, class of 2019. Newest member, Lauren Jenkins. Open the door and set her free. Give up the
ghost, hold on to me. I don't know Lauren Jenkins. She's the only one so far that I don't know, but the song is so good. It's called Give Up the Ghost. You heard the song?
I haven't.
Give up the ghost, give up the ghost. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. Give up the ghost, give
up the ghost. So the newest member of the class of 2019 is Lauren Jenkins, Give Up the Ghost. They put that out as an acoustic song last night. If you want to check it out, Dan and Shay, Speechless. Here is some of the acoustic version. I'm speechless. Wait, that's the real one, huh?
Yeah. It's like, oh, wow.
Okay. Hey, listen, they're so good. Who knows?
All right. I'm speechless. Staring at you standing there in that dress.
What it's doing to me ain't a secret. There you go. Is all that I can. If you want to get married and walk down the aisle to it, isn't that what they said in Morgan number two?
Yeah. Yep. They, if you want it as your wedding song, it's just for you.
I think I'm going to have them come in. Do we have the tequila instrumental? Remember, maybe next week, remember when we wrote the When I Taste Chipotle?
Yeah.
Do you think they'll sing it?
Of course.
So,
I mean, they're such good friends that if you asked them to, they'd probably be like, okay, Bobby.
But that's the problem. Like, the guys, like my friends, I don't want to ask them to do too much.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't really care, I'm like, hey, do 12 songs.
Yeah.
What do you think, Amy?
I think they'll be fine with it.
Let's see if I can pull it off here.
Come on.
When I walk into the lobby, a wave just hits my body. I see a long line, I'm hungry. Some artwork that's funky. Some tin on the walls and I'm fine. But when I taste Chipotle and the guacamole. You did that, right?
Yeah. They'll they do can that. Do that.
Yes.
Are you done?
I felt like I was singing too good, and I don't want them to come on
and then
next
week. Feel like they need to do better than that? Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, don't intimidate.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not an over-ask, right?
No.
All right.
They're awesome.
Are you guys still friends? You and Dan's wife still friendly? Do you guys talk?
Yeah. I mean, text?
I never know with you.
Why?
You hang out with all the cool people.
But what do you mean you never know with me like it?
All of a sudden.
You drop your friends like...
No.
Like, Amy hangs out with really cool people.
Oh, yes.
No, I have just, well, because of our job.
Is there anyone cool that you started hanging out with?
Oh, yeah. Is there anybody new and cool
that you've added to the list?
Because Amy's like low key the coolest person on the show.
Yeah.
Like super low key the coolest person.
Okay.
Is it who we've been hanging out with new? Who have you seen at the eyelash salon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Miranda?
Oh, well, that's everybody. Karen Fairchild? That's there. Oh, see, now we're saying who we see there. I thought.
Oh, we don't say that?
Well, I don't know if they want people to know that they get their lashes done.
Oh, I don't. I'm just guessing people. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. We never said it was true.
Yeah. Just know, that's probably where I see a lot of people.
Yeah. Brett Eldridge?
Kip Moore.
That's how he gets those stunning eyes. No, Kip Moore's the grocery store.
And where'd you see Brett?
Oh, where did I see Brett?
At the grocery store?
I don't know where I've run into him.
Did you go shopping with Thomas Rhett too?
Oh, that's what, he was at Nordstrom.
See, Amy's the coolest.
No, that's just running into people. That's not hanging out with people. Big difference.
Yeah, that's the coolest.
Yeah, like big.
Okay, what do you want to do? We can come back. We have Tell Me Something Good coming up at 55 after, so hang out for that. We have four artists in our class of 2019. Well, we'll do one more tomorrow. Dustin Lynchin tomorrow. I get a psychic reading tomorrow from Amy's cousin, who's a new psychic. I didn't know you could be a new psychic.
Well, about five years.
Thought it was like Maybelline.
Oh.
Maybe she's born
with
it.
You'll have to ask her, because maybe it took her that long to realize her gift.
And she's a fan of the show?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so then she doesn't know things.
She knows things because she knows me, but I don't know that she listens.
Mm. Okay.
You know? Like, it's... Like, no.
That's happening tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes. Okay, cool. You know in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, when you get the golden ticket, you go and you go through the chocolate factory?
Yeah.
That's what everybody wants to do. Now, they have the Peeps Factory. You can win a chance to tour the Peeps Factory, like Willy Wonka.
Mm.
Boy, those peeps are gross, huh?
Yeah, they're the most disgusting thing ever.
I don't mind like one bite of a peep. But I can't even really eat a bunny and love it. But here, check this out.
I can't tell you how many people show up every year to come for a factory tour, and we don't offer a tour to the general public. For every $5 donation that you make to the United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley, you win a chance, you know, to win the VIP factory tour. Everybody knows and loves Peeps, but no one ever gets a chance to take...
It's cool they have a charity tie-in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Peeps, though. Oof. Does anyone love Peeps?
No.
No chance.
Nope, nope, nope.
But he thinks they do.
Everybody does.
That's Mr. Peep.
Yeah.
What's your name, Wilson Peep? That's why. A hoaxer who pretended she was pregnant and sent fake ultrasounds to a desperate California couple seeking to adopt her babies apologizes because she was lying about the whole thing.
Oh.
And she was like, I just was looking for the attention.
Oh, that's so sad.
Elizabeth Jones, 34, said she still does not know why she lied to them. They posted an internet appeal looking for a baby to adopt last year. She responded, claiming to be pregnant and unable to raise her baby, and then started sending them messages.
Oh, and I bet they all got so invested and a relationship was built.
They exchanged thousands of messages and met in person to sign a power of attorney agreement. Jones then claimed to have given birth in an ambulance, but it was all untrue. This is sad for everyone because obviously she is struggling too and hurting and just wants attention and some sort of love.
Yeah, I feel that because she said she did it for the attention. It wasn't to scam them out of money.
Mm.
That I can tell.
Can you imagine being the parents?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Like, and you're ready.
You think
you're
have
ready.
That.
You want that.
And you're not only ready, like you're really ready.
Mm-hmm.
And you think it's coming.
Ooh, it's tough.
We have a job we're hiring here on the show. A phone screener job where you answer the phones. Hillary's still doing it right now, but she's been hired full time. Hillary, how's it going in there? Can she hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's a little crazy, but it's good.
Why? What's happening in the phone room?
I'm trying to do all of my new jobs and my old job.
Ah, come on.
Yeah,
there she is.
Yeah. You can do it.
Multi-jobbing right now. So what advice would you give to someone listening to this that's applying to be a part of the show as a phone screener?
You need to have patience. You need to be able to talk to any type of person and be a hard worker.
Oh, yes. And what about working with this show? Like, what do they have to look forward to?
Everyone's a lot of fun. Mm. I really like working with everybody.
Who's the least amount of fun?
I mean, I've had fun with everybody.
Be honest.
Be honest. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead and just say it.
Who's the most fun?
Lunchbox is pretty fun. He's always funny, and I never know what he's going to say.
Is it because he's doing the least amount of work and has the time to be fun?
He comes in here a lot and sits with us.
He just comes and hangs out.
Yeah.
Don't discredit because you weren't named the most fun. Don't hate. I'm the most fun. That's all we heard there.
Who's second most fun? Eddie? Because Eddie has the second least amount of work.
Eddie does come in here a lot.
Yeah. These two don't do anything.
We keep the happy environment.
Yeah, we keep the morale up.
The lunchbox keeps going in that room and farting, and I had a complaint about it again. So
no, it was after the time. You set a deadline time, and I was after the time, so there's no complaining.
Why? Just go to the bathroom. Like, it's so juvenile to fart.
And it was funny because it was really quiet, and I caught it on
just
Instagram story, and
just go to the bathroom.
Morgan number one cursed at me.
Okay. Just go to the bathroom. For now on, no farting at all in the glass room, okay? We all good there?
Deal.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, this job that we have open for a phone screener, we have over 150 people that have applied.
Wow.
We've only been through about a third of the resume. I haven't looked at a single thing. I think the producers are doing it. They pulled up a couple that have stood out. Well, hey, what makes people stand out for this job? What do you like about them?
If they have radio experience, that definitely helps, or if they've had internships.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for someone who, I mean, some people have had phone screening experience, which really helps.
That's huge.
I don't want to rule out people who haven't, but also people that work for the company.
Or if you have number one hits. Like, if you're listening, it's been a while, you'd be like, I'm just not making it, you know, in music anymore. Like, three number one hits.
Yeah, that would definitely help.
You want to come work on the show?
Like Mark Chestnut or something? Like Joe Diffie?
Ooh, that's too big. I see Joe Diffie all the time. I love that dude. Yeah, Joe Diffie's like a fan.
What if he wanted to be the phone screener?
I would love to hire him. Yeah, Joe Diffie's awesome. Now I would just hang out with him the whole time. You guys can do the show.
Yeah. You start answering phones in there with him?
That would be awesome.
You and Joe?
Yeah. Okay, so when are we looking to have somebody new?
I mean, I think we start interviewing people next week and hopefully make a decision.
So how does this work? You get it down to like a few and then I pick?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Oh, wow.
I mean, I will put the resumes in front of you before we reach out to interview anyone.
Okay. Well, we're looking for a new show, which happens like once every 10 years. Yes.
Did she still... Morgan mentioned something about me sitting in on the interviews. Do you still want me to do that?
No, you're not part of the process.
I don't think I said that.
No, you're not part of the process. Huh?
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones. Let's
go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Let's go over to Amy and see what's happening in her news.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So do any of y'all store food in the refrigerator with just aluminum foil?
Yeah, wrapped up? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, apparently we shouldn't be doing that because it runs the risk of air being present because it's not sealed off all the way, which allows bacteria to grow faster. So you really want to put it inside a container with a lid that you can seal tightly. But yeah, I throw stuff in foil all the time. I had no idea.
I'm not just throw the meat in there open.
You don't even seal it up?
I'm a single guy. Who cares? Just let it sit. All right, what else?
So you've been warned on that. And Lunchbox, your baby sleep through the night?
Nope.
No, okay, well, this could be a sign that Lunchbox's baby is intelligent. There's now a link to that.
Well, yeah, it's my kid. We know it's intelligent.
It says researchers have found a link between a baby's inability to sleep through the night and intelligence, and they're saying that non-sleeping babies are potentially smarter than those who sleep for hours and hours at night.
Why is that? I don't sleep.
Oh, it works.
Am I a smart baby?
Well, yes. I don't know what you were... Do you know... Did your mom ever tell you what you were like as a baby?
No.
I bet you didn't sleep. You're intelligent.
I probably slept all the time. Listen, I get off this show. 2 days out of being on the show, I'm asleep until noon and 1 p.m. again. It takes me 2 days, and I'm off the schedule like that. I think partially I struggle because it's just this is not my body's schedule.
Yeah.
I should not be going to bed at 8 o'clock and waking up at 3 o'clock.
Just ain't right.
It just ain't right. You know what I bought? I bought some patches from Instagram, sleep patches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do they have like essential oils in them? Yes.
I'm scrolling Instagram. The Instagram knows what you want. I should just go, yes. Anything Instagram offers me, I should just take it.
It's like a stop smoking patch, but for
it's
sleeping.
It's putting something into your...
So I got them yesterday, and it's like put it on a piece of your body with no hair, which is pretty much all my body, not the manliest guy. So I pull it off, and I put it on my hip.
That's where you went for the hip.
Well, I had spray tan on my other parts because I have a TV shoot today.
Yeah, you don't want to interfere with the spray tan.
Yeah, of course not. Okay. I'm not too good to admit I got a spray tan. And so I put it on my hip because I spray tan my underwear on.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's pale there and there's no hair. And
you ever do stickers when you spray tan, like a bunny or a sun?
What?
I used to do that when I would self-tan.
Tanning bed?
Yeah, I haven't tanned a bed anymore. In years.
Okay, keep going.
Nothing, and I don't know if I slept any better last night. Okay. I put the patch on. Maybe I should just cover myself in patches.
Oh, everywhere.
Like make patch underwear.
They're going to love you as a customer.
But I bought that from Instagram. Amy bought the Kim Kardashian smoothies from Instagram.
Yeah, a flat tummy. I just drank my second one today.
Wait, two a day?
No, my second one today. Oh. So yesterday was day one. Today was day two. I got 2 weeks worth.
And is your tummy feeling flatter?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
Okay, lastly, there's a Kickstarter going on right now for an invention called the pizza fork. And basically, it's a pizza cutter. Picture the little pizza cutter. And then at the end, there's a fork, but it's miniature. Like, you can have it for your own slice of pizza. And then if you want one, you can pledge $10 on the Kickstarter and be a part of it from the ground up.
Do you own part of the business?
Yeah, I don't think so. No. But you'll get like four of them when they come out or something.
All right.
You get four little pizza forks. They're actually super cute, and I think it would be fun for kids. I'm into it. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about what you did that was psycho. because it was a woman who poured antifreeze in her husband's wine. We talked about that show, Dirty John. And a lot of listeners call. Go back and listen to the podcast from today. Just go search Bobby Bones Show on demand. It's just one after the other. All the psycho stories. Ashley is on in Ohio right now. Hey, Ashley.
Hi.
What did you do that was psycho?
Whenever my ex broke up with me, I gathered all the clothes at my house that were his, and I cut them up into the tiniest pieces that I could, and I soaked them in bleach. And then I had a 5-foot bear as well from him. I cut that up, took all the stuffing out, and then while he was working at a fair, I put that all in the bed of his truck.
Wait, so
when he came back from
just the practical part of me goes, why would you cut it up and then bleach it? It's already cut up.
Yeah.
Well, just, I don't know, just to add more effect. More okay. Punch it.
So, did he just break up with you, or did he cheat on you? Like, why so angry?
Well, because it was like kind of like a back and forth thing, and whenever he actually broke up with me finally, he had another girl call me to tell me.
You know, why not just go, you know, this wasn't for me, it wasn't a good situation, and move on. And
yeah, instead exactly. of like the tit for tat.
It's just chopping up clothes. If I were to date you now, or marry you now, and you did that, I'd be like, oh, she's just one bad day away from chopping up all my clothes. You know, because once you do it, you can do it again.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, she sees
okay.
it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Ashley, where are you at in Ohio?
I'm in Columbus.
Okay, she wants you to tell us.
Yeah.
the Columbus chopper. Hey, Ashley, thank you. Have a good day. Amy, what's up today?
Oh, just kids stuff, really. Trying to work on our daily activities. Probably going to go by the music shop today.
Guitar for him, flute for her still?
Well, I have to figure out. There's this little house in our neighborhood that says music lessons outside, so that's where we're going to go.
Just a house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My husband said he went in there and said it was a nice lady, but I've got to go take the kids by there. What about you?
I'm shooting American Idol promos today. Like ABC flew a crew to town. If you're new to the show, I'm on American Idol this season as the full-time mentor. And so I'm taking my mirror ball and I'm shooting promos for like 6 hours that they're going to run on the network. Being like, you may know me from my sweet dance moves, but I'm back on American Idol. That kind of thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm doing that. And then I'll probably go to yoga or something. But yeah, I think that's it. Let's do that, and I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, dance party. Tomorrow, Dustin Lynch will be in. Friday morning conversation. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you then. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones is on.